Happy St. Patty's Day. And Sam loves to point out that it sounds like patty with T's, but if you write it, it's P-A-D-D-Y-S. Yeah. Patty's
Day. Even though it's Patrick's Day, it's Patty's.
Patty, yeah.
I'm okay with the T.
P-A-T-T-Y, then you're talking about Patricia.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you really?
You explain this
every
year.
That's what the Google says.
Yeah, okay. I didn't.
He explains this every year, but I forget, because to me it's Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
With a T. Anyway, do you want to tell Sam about the weird errand you get to go on tomorrow while I'm having a partay?
Actually, I consider it a responsible errand that I'm going on, don't you?
It is.
So, you know, Jody's going to do the, she's going to participate in the Luck of the Irish, and since I don't drink anymore, you know.
I've been invited to a party, if you will.
I could do green Kool-Aid, I suppose, but I'm not going to do, you know, all the none of the alcoholic libations. So, but what I am going to do is take care of a
some
bunch
other
of
chemicals.
Yeah, hazardous material. You know, it's a hazardous materials collection day that I'm going to take advantage of.
P-A-R-T-Y.
Different cities do this different, you know, days, rural areas, whatever. Everybody, you know, everybody's municipality does it a little bit differently. And this is one that doesn't come along very often. And my brother and sister and I have been waiting for this.
But, the texts have been flying.
Right. We've actually, you know, because of so many things at my dad's house that need to be disposed of really just aren't things I want to stick in a trash can. I guess you could.
Can't.
You could throw it and look the other way, but that's just not who we are, you know.
Like the mercury.
Well, no, okay. Now, they will not take the mercury. And I truly, Jody, I don't think.
What year is the mercury?
Right.
Whatever. That's one of the things that
it's
we
not a
found.
Ford, Sam.
Oh, okay.
That's one of the
not
things
a Lincoln,
we found
huh?
in his house. Remember, in the vials.
Yeah.
The heavy liquid mercury.
Yes. Okay. So that's a super hazardous material. And before,
it is.
Before anybody.
Hey, Jody, thanks for the disclosure.
I'm sorry.
Before anybody federal gets riled up about that, we know that we can't take that, too. I mean, there are certain things they don't take on hazardous days, and mercury is one of them.
Super hazardous. What do they take, and what are you bringing from Dane's house?
We've got, you know, some pesticides. We have a couple of old batteries. We have
like old oil and paint thinners and stuff like that. Yeah,
exactly. Right. Those kinds of you know, things.
That is a P-A-R-T-Y.
Yeah, but it's good. I would rather dispose of that in a proper way.
I know. I'm glad for you.
So while you're partying it up, I'll be doing something that's actually giving back.
You will.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider at 6:20, and it's also Grateful Friday.
Yeah, we're going small for it. What little things, that's the catch, little things are you grateful for right now? Grateful Friday, but the catch today is we're going small. What little things only that are you grateful for? And guys, I'm asking you to think of one.
Like children?
Well, that's a big
those
thing.
Are little
that's
things.
A big thing.
Oh, okay.
Even when they're little, it's the biggest. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing. I got one. Sleeping late on Saturday and Sunday.
Hmm.
Later, I mean, a little bit late is late to me.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. I love it. Favorite thing. Jonathan from our Facebook page says, I want to share my little thing for Grateful Friday that I'm grateful for. And this is a cheat, but it's well worth it. My little girl's birthday is Friday.
Yep.
She's a St. Patty's baby. Bonus, we're actually Irish, at least a little bit. Irish enough that her middle name is Mackenzie after her great-great-grandmother. What a great name, right?
Beautiful name. Well, happy birthday.
Yeah. I'm considering this my little thing to be grateful for because she was born on March 17th, 2016, 3.5 months premature.
Ooh.
She was a pound and 15 ounces. We were in the NICU, which means neonatal intensive care unit, for 4 months. That's how long it took for her to look like a newborn baby.
Oh, wow.
When we finally left, we left with no tubes, no oxygen, no eye problems, and no surgeries. Her name is Elizabeth Mackenzie. This Friday, she is turning 7, which means she's 7 today. She's the happiest, prettiest, funniest, healthiest, most important thing to ever happen to me.
Hmm. That's sweet. Jonathan. I would say that is a super big
that
one.
That is a big one. He's sneaking that one in. That's what he's saying. It's a cheat, but we love it. That's fabulous. If you have an Elizabeth Mackenzie, I wonder if you call her Elizabeth, you call her Lizzie, do you call her Mackenzie?
No, you do it with an Irish accent. Murphy, give us an example.
It's Mackenzie.
Thank you again, Jonathan, and happy birthday, Mackenzie.
So I do have a little one, since you were asking for little ones today. I know this is very simple, but it's sunshine. Mm-hmm. Crazy as it sounds, when I was running through, you know, a couple of days ago, just back to back to back to back, at one point I was outside and realized, oh, wait a second, pay attention. And it was beautiful, and I soaked it in for that moment, and it was a great moment.
It's Grateful Friday.
Say it right. It's Grateful Friday.
Up next,
Jody's got your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by eBay.
There is a documentary coming in May, and we're hearing a lot about it right now because it's also being, screened now at the South by Southwest Movie Festival. It's about Michael J. Fox.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine?
Ah, tell it, Marty.
Kind of a DeLorean?
Didn't we all just feel like we knew him in the 80s? He was the it guy in Hollywood for such a long time. And then he was diagnosed at the age of 29 with Parkinson's. And so their documentary is called Still, S-T-I-L-L, Still, a Michael J. Fox movie. It's kind of a documentary. It's got scripted elements, but it's also like interview elements. It's a full, straight on, clear look at him and all that he's dealt with. And apparently he is the ultimate optimist. He does not want any pity from anyone in the world and never has.
Any reason for the title? Is it because he still has it? He's still around?
I don't have that answer yet. We'll have to watch it. But it's a documentary that's coming. It's rated R, by the way.
Oh.
It'll be coming to Apple TV and Apple Press, an Apple original, basically. And they've been working on it for a couple of years. So, I mean, that's the thing. We feel like we all know him, but you can't know what someone's dealing with.
Parts of it, I'm sure, will be difficult to watch.
Sure enough. May 12th on Apple.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Sam has music news.
What you can expect starting tonight in Glendale, Arizona, also known as Swift City.
Sam's got music news.
Powered by AutoZone.
Well, tonight is the big night. We're kicking things off in Swift City tonight. It's me. Also known as Glendale, Arizona.
First Eras Tour.
Yeah, the Eras Tour. It's at State Farm Stadium tonight and tomorrow night, which, by the way, is the first time an act has sold out two shows in the same concert at that arena.
Oh, wow. Really?
Taylor Swift did it.
Yes. Yeah.
What to expect? Well, we know that she's got four albums that have come out since her last tour, so you get music from those albums.
That's so much.
Lover, Folklore, Evermore, and Midnights. She started out with just 27 dates on the tour. Now it's 52. Because of sellouts and having to add stuff to it.
That's almost double.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she still sold them all out again. It's estimated that Taylor will pocket herself $620 million after this tour.
She's going to earn it, too.
Yeah.
She puts on a great show.
And that's the other thing, the show itself. Usually when you go to a concert, it's like
you expect
concert stuff. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift, I mean, you went to the last one. The lighted bands and the stage that went over the crowd.
Last one. I didn't see the Reputation tour. I wish. I saw the 1989 tour in a stadium.
The 1989 tour was the first one they did with the bracelets, right?
I think so. It was so good. It was better than I expected. I didn't want it to be over.
Wraps up August the 9th at SoFi Stadium in L.A., so do enjoy that. Also, we got the Jonas Brothers here. They are on Broadway this week. This is the week they're playing all their albums. They started on Tuesday night playing their first album, Jonas Brothers. SOS is on that one. They wrap it up tomorrow night with their new album called The Album. The only song we've heard from that album is a song called Wings. And they play, each night they played a different album in its entirety, plus other stuff. Tomorrow night, the new album, first time we get to hear that one. And then a tour is expected, obviously.
It's nice to see a group doing something different like that. No one's done that before on Broadway.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. The album, by the way, comes out in May. And I got a new rock documentary to tell you about, Little Richard.
He created the rock and roll icon.
Sorry, y'all. It wasn't Elvis.
Little Richard's lyrics were too lewd to get airplay on the radio.
They was not that dirty. They were just as clean as you were.
It's called I Am Everything, Little Richard. It's going to hit the theaters April the 11th, and then it'll be on all the streaming services April 21st.
Coming up next,
Jody has three things to know today.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, this is big. Ford is recalling more than 1 million cars over a brake fluid hose issue.
Ooh.
Ford Fusions and Lincoln MKZs sold between 2013 and 2018 are all affected. It could make you not be able to brake as quickly, basically.
Yeah, there's a leak in the line, yeah.
2% of the 1.28 million of these vehicles carry and have the defect. So, if you have a Fusion or a Lincoln in that model,
you'll also probably be getting a letter from Ford.
You'll
too.
Get a letter. Yeah. You can also go to the dealer where you got it and get a free hose replacement.
Gotcha.
Know that. Number two, Microsoft is doing it too this week. Not following Google, but I guess they kind of are. They're adding ChatGPT to Word and Excel to help you write a draft. If you're working on something and here's their statement, it's going to speed up content creation. Not take over, but speed up.
Uh-huh.
So look for it in their Outlook and PowerPoint.
You won't have to think anymore.
You do have to think. You certainly have to proof before you send out. And number three, it's St. Patrick's Day, and President Biden is hosting the Prime Minister of Ireland on this day.
Oh.
They'll have meetings and then a St. Patty's Day celebration. Apparently, they do this every year. They're also expected to talk about their shared support and commitment to Ukraine right now.
Three things for you to know this St. Patty's Day.
It's time for Jody's top five entertainment stories of the week, brought to you by Tide.
Number five.
Actor Paul Sorvino's family, led by Mira Sorvino, his daughter, has ripped the Academy for leaving him out of the In Memoriam segment at the Oscars.
If there's something I could do, don't you think I would do it? You know me. I would like to help you out.
Oh, yeah. Paulie.
From Goodfellas.
Mira said it's baffling beyond belief that he would be left out of this, along with some other amazing and brilliant departed actors. The Oscars forgot Paul Sorvino, but the rest of us never will. And they have not heard from the Academy, and they probably won't.
Number four.
Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson have teamed up again. They love working together. They're buds for a new show, a comedy series that's coming to Apple TV. We don't have a title or a date yet, but it's sort of taken from their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be them all living together, both families, on McConaughey's ranch. So it sounds like a comedy reality series.
Reality show,
yeah. Death created time.
Can you imagine hanging out in the backyard with Woody and Maddie? I can.
And it's a reality series?
It seems like it's going to be loosely
comedy
based.
Comedy reality.
Right.
Yeah.
Loosely based on their real lives.
Number three.
Quentin Tarantino is prepping his final movie. He always said he would make 10 movies, then retire. His ninth movie was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Well, I'm Rick Dalton. It's my pleasure. And Mr. Schwartz.
That was his ninth, if you count the two Kill Bill movies, which he does count them as one piece of work.
Wow. Okay.
He says most directors have horrible last movies. So he's not going to continue to just make movies like Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
He's
going to give us
movies.
A horrible movie now.
He's going to give us one called The Movie Critic, which is the one he's working on now, set in the late 70s, a favorite time period of his.
Number two.
Academy Award winning Best Picture, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, has made its way back into some theaters. So if you want to see this movie, you might be able to catch it on the big screen.
Mrs. Wang, are you with us?
I am paying attention.
This one made history. It was nominated for 11 awards. It won 7, including Best Picture and Best Actress for Michelle Yeoh. In fact, it swept the acting categories.
Yeah.
Number one.
Sam, I know you've been waiting for this. I kind of have too. Netflix is giving us this animated Elvis show today. It drops called Agent Elvis.
Every once in a while, man accomplishes the impossible. All it takes.
This is Matthew McConaughey voicing Elvis. Here's the warning. It takes major inspiration from Quentin Tarantino, which means it is not
violent.
For kids.
Huh.
This is Elvis facing off against Charles Manson.
Jody's top five entertainment stories of the
coming
week.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
877-310-4MSJ is the number. We love to hear from you.
It's Grateful Friday, and we want to hear the little things you're grateful for today.
We always do Grateful Friday on the last day of the week, but the catch today on St. Patty's Day.
It has to be petite.
Right. We want the small stuff. You know, are you grateful for your dry shampoo? I am today, especially. Anyway, so, or whatever it is, we want to hear about the little things, too.
Yeah.
877-310-4MSJ to jump in.
What do you have for us, Laura?
I just wanted to say a little thing I'm thankful for, which is, in a way, a big thing if you think about it. I'm thankful for clean water.
Yes.
Every time I'm making my coffee and taking my bath, I think about that. I help some people in Obidan, Ghana, get a water well outside of one of the schools where they had no fresh water all their lives. So I try to remember to be thankful that we have water so easily and hot and cold, you know.
And bottled.
That's a big thing.
No kidding.
Yeah,
I bet you.
I bottle mine in metal bottles and keep them from week to week. So I don't have to wait.
You probably never grab water without thinking of that.
Right. So that's a big thing. And and a little thing. And I do say my gratefulness prayers each morning before my feet hit the floor. And I start with where I am in my bed and go outward to the whole world. So
that's wonderful.
Just thankful.
Listen to you. Tell it. I love it. Thank you for bringing this.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great day, Laura.
That is a great way to start any day. Thank you, Laura.
Also from our Facebook page, Carol says on Grateful Friday with the small things, I'm grateful for my headphones so I can listen to music or your podcast or something else while I work.
Yeah.
Meaning kind of shut out the noise around you. It's also a world where we have these workspaces where you're right on top of each other. And sometimes, I mean, it's help me, Murphy. What do you call that?
Yeah. Collaborative
workspace. Yeah. And it's great for teams
collaborating,
but when you need to focus and shut out everyone else, headphones are something to be grateful for.
Well, and the flip side of that is also what you enjoy may not be what the person next to you would enjoy, and so it works the other way around too, right?
All right, keep it coming. 877-310-4MSJ.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know at 7:50, and next at 7:20, your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by eBay.
Taylor Swift kicks off the Eras Tour tonight in Glendale. We know that, which they're calling...
You mean Swift City.
They're calling it Swift City, but she did something last night. She dropped, I guess in celebration of this day, four previously unreleased songs in the middle of the night that date back to different eras. Mm-hmm. Okay, one of them is called All of the Girls You Loved Before.
All of the girls you loved before.
This is a song that was supposed to be on the Lover album.
Yeah.
And it was scrapped and didn't make the final cut at the last minute. It's definitely this beautiful expression of love for Joe Alwyn.
Didn't she also drop some Hunger Games stuff?
Yeah, two of the songs out of the four she dropped were, you know, unreleased things from Hunger Games work that she did back in that day. So you think she has a big catalog. She has probably a bigger vault of things that are unreleased.
Yeah, some of the info I read says she's got 200-plus songs.
And that's what we know about so far. Moving on, Ben Affleck has revealed what Jennifer Lopez said to him during that tense moment at the Grammys that became a meme.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You've seen it, right?
Yeah, where they were having an argument.
Well, they have a private joke between each other about when he goes to events with her like that. And apparently she leaned over and said, you better not leave. But it's a funny thing. And he also explained that he was bored at the Grammys because for him, that's his wife's work thing.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
We're talking about peppermints and butterscotch.
Absolutely not. The essential things that belong in every woman's handbag. The things that belong in a woman's purse.
Oh, is this Family Feud?
Oh, we would kill
Gervais says.
Okay, I don't know how you guys get along without purses, because there are things in my bag that have to be there for me to feel complete.
There's also things in a woman's purse that don't belong there, that
it's
just
true.
Gather, you know, like paper clips and pennies and
that's
pen
why
caps. And,
you've been through women's purses, haven't you?
Apparently he has.
That's what my mom used to have.
Okay, you're not supposed to ever go through a woman's purse.
I don't,
it's
remember?
Super private.
Every time you've asked me to give you your purse, or you even told me before, Jody, well, look inside. It's right in there.
And
it's
and
like,
you wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy?
Good for you.
Like, I don't want to touch anybody's purse.
Great. That was just a test, Sam, and you
passed.
Oh, I see. Flying colors.
Yeah, awesome.
We're married, and I do not like. I'm not going.
I know.
You have to specifically, even once you tell me to go in your purse, you've got to say what pocket.
You wouldn't be able to find it either, I don't think. It's not here, is what you'd say, Murphy. So for the things that actually belong in a woman's purse to help her, to be functional, what do you think they are? I've got the answers. What do you think they are?
From watching you, Jody, I would say you like to use that lip glossy thing a lot.
I have to have the gloss. Yeah. So something cosmetic. Bing, ding, correct.
Yes.
Murphy?
Yeah. Any of the basics like that. You know, if we were talking grandmothers, it would be butterscotch. But that's
no.
Those are times that have long since passed.
No, that's not on the list. Sorry. Another guess from my girlfriend over here, Sammy.
Wallet.
Well, duh. Yeah. Money. You got to pay for things.
Oh, that's weird. A purse inside of a purse.
Mama's got to pay for things.
Yeah.
Hair ties, scrunchies.
Oh, yeah.
That's on the list.
Yeah.
Pain reliever and feminine products for you or to share with a fellow lady.
So what do you sacrifice of those if you're downsizing to a clutch?
Oh, whoa.
He even remembered the name.
Who's the real girl here?
Yeah.
You know I love a clutch. I've got some really cute ones. You sacrifice so much. You can't have a brush in a clutch, so that's why I have a little comb.
Yeah.
Okay? For you sacrifice to just the gloss, and you hope the rest of your makeup stays.
And you got to have room for your phone in
there.
And
you have to have room for your phone, even if you have to take it out of the big, massive OtterBox case. And you have to get a thin little wallet, like kind of like a little man wallet for just the cards.
Okay.
Good questions, girls.
Up next.
Jody's three things to know today. That's at 7:50.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, some members of Congress are trying to make the 4-day work week federal law. It was introduced this week for the standard work week to go from 40 hours to 32. Salaries would stay the same. Tons of studies and all this information says, hey, better productivity for everybody who's done it and everybody's happier.
Huh.
However, nobody thinks it's actually going to go through and become a federal thing.
We can't pass the daylight saving law.
Thank you. Number two, former President Obama has unveiled his March Madness bracket. Everybody loves what he does when he does this every year. So on the men's side, he's got in the final four, Duke, UCLA, Baylor, and Houston, with Duke defeating Houston in the championship game.
Okay.
For the women, South Carolina, Stanford, Virginia Tech, and Indiana in the final four, with South Carolina winning it all.
Yeah, probably.
He also says that he knows his brackets will be busted soon enough. See, he knows what he's doing.
Well, that's the way March Madness works.
Right?
Somebody,
quickly.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's quick.
Yep.
And number three, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Yay!
A celebration of the patron saint of Ireland. It's also a couple of other things. National Corned Beef and Cabbage Day.
Makes sense.
A traditional Irish meal, right? And it's on Sunday, the last day of winter.
Wow.
The vernal equinox arrives on Monday, beginning of spring, although meteorologists say that that's March 1st.
You know, that's how we get Easter, too. It's the first Sunday after the first full moon of the vernal equinox.
Thank you, sir, for that info. Happy St. Patty's Day. Three things to know today.
Happy St. Patty's Day. You know, that is what today is, Jody.
Thank you, Murph.
That's grateful.
Most Irish of all of us.
Yeah.
It's also a grateful Friday. We'd love to know what you're grateful for today. And this is where we also look back on our favorite moments of the past week.
Jody's Friday favorite.
I've got a couple, and I promise it's not glitzy, although they are both from the Academy Awards. There are real lessons here that I love. Number one, when Michelle Yeoh won for Best Actress with Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, what she had to say to children.
For all the little boys and girls who look like me watching tonight, this is a beacon of hope and possibilities.
Who look like me watching tonight. Yeah. She's talking about them being a minority, you know. And I thought that was beautiful for her to begin. And then the next thing she said, though, floored me. And I think it needed to be said, especially anyone who doubts themselves because of their age.
And ladies, don't let anybody tell you you are ever past your prime. Never give up.
Don't let anyone tell you you're past your prime. Yes. I think that needed to be said, not just to women, but to anyone. You get this idea in your mind of, you know, when you age, what that means for you regarding possibilities. My other favorite moment came during the Academy Awards, the whole Gaga thing. It's more than you think it is. Okay, guys, Lady Gaga, who was not originally going to perform, we were told, because she was so busy filming the Joker movie that she could not show up to rehearse the sort of glitzy performance, the high-level performance that the Academy Awards expects and that she likes to give audiences. They say, and this is from an executive producer, they got a 4 in the afternoon Thursday text from Gaga saying she wanted to try something. She didn't have time to put anything big together, but she wanted it to be raw anyway. We all know what happened was she came out and did like just a piano, a microphone, t-shirt, and jeans.
Hold my hand. Everything will be okay.
And we couldn't breathe.
I heard from the heavens.
And the deal is, the song is intensely personal to her. She wrote it about being human, so why not be raw and human in the performance? She knew it would be different. And they even said she knows her own boundaries. She made the decision to show up and do it like that, all on her own terms. And the Academy was great with it.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you don't know what to do sometimes, just be yourself.
Yeah.
From Gaga.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
It's Grateful Friday.
And we're going small. What little things, that's the catch this week, are you grateful for right now?
Social media connect.
We love hearing from you on Facebook and Instagram, especially today. Grateful Friday, but the catch?
All the small things.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Blink 182.
Got it, Sam. Very good. We don't want to hear about the little things that you are grateful for, because sometimes that's where it's at, right?
Yeah.
It's the magic of life. So from our Facebook page and Instagram, Megan says, grateful for audiobooks included with my Kindle subscription. Makes my workday go by quickly. Beth said, Yeah. She's listening to books at work. I hope that's okay. Beth says, I'm grateful for books. I don't know where I would be without them. That's lovely and beautiful.
Yeah.
Dawn says, coffee. Yes. And you guys. I'm a special needs mom, and you guys help a tired mama out.
Well, thank you.
I'm glad to hear that. Thank you. Carol says, cinnamon toast.
Yum.
Oh. Yeah.
The smell of cinnamon toast is as happy as it tastes, you know that?
Almost.
You know, I've been into buying raisin cinnamon bread lately.
Mm-hmm,
just
mm-hmm.
Every now and then I'll get in those kicks.
Uh-huh.
And you peanut butter on raisin cinnamon toast.
What?
Oh, my God, it's heaven.
Really?
Yeah, you make a sandwich with 2 pieces of cinnamon toast or cinnamon raisin toast.
I've never thought about putting peanut butter on it. I would just put
so good.
Butter. Yeah. As soon as it pops up and it's warm is when you put the butter, and that is magic.
Mm-hmm.
And Carol, thank you for bringing cinnamon toast into our lives again. And because the thing about, I forget to make it, and then you make it and it's like a brand, like you're a kid again.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's new to you all over again. So thank you for that. William says, grateful for hot water heater is working this morning.
Yeah.
Anyone who's been surprised by a cold shower will more carefully check the temp of the bath water before jumping in and realize there's so many little things we take for granted.
Oh, yeah. Being grateful for hot water is not something you typically think of until you don't have it. Same thing with electricity.
It's true.
Same thing with water, you know?
Yeah. When you read a book and an old story, like a historical thing, and people are taking these cold baths,
yeah.
I just get cold reading that.
Well, that was okay because I only took that bath once a week.
Oh, yes. That's even worse in my mind. Thank you, William. Thank you, everybody. We love hearing from you on Grateful Friday. Keep it coming.
Coming up next,
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by eBay.
Supermodel and former Mrs. Tom Brady, Gisele Bündchen. I've got some big news if you're following her. And guess what? I've always liked her. Before she married Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I find her interesting, and she's in one of my favorite movies. She has a very small part in The Devil Wears Prada. Mm. She did a great job, by the way, in that. And do you know that she dated Leonardo DiCaprio?
Who didn't?
I mean, what supermodel didn't back in the day? She apparently is dating
already?
Billionaire, wow. And it's not the jiu-jitsu instructor that she keeps being seen with,
the guy in Costa Rica? Yeah.
Right. Apparently, he played decoy all this time. She has been dating and seeing billionaire real estate mogul Jeffrey Sofer, who was, you don't know him, but he was once married to Elle McPherson.
Oh.
So he's also in the supermodel.
So you're saying he has a type?
Well, he's in those circles. Yeah. They have types too, apparently, because he's a billionaire. He's worth $2 billion. She's worth 1/5 of that amount. Mm. Anyway, they've had a quiet romance lately. Gisele and Jeffrey, they see each other. They've been seeing each other for several months. Apparently, they meet secretly about once a week, which she's, it's her right to do that.
Right.
And what's awkward and interesting is that her ex-husband, Tom Brady, is the one who introduced Giselle to Jeffrey back in the day, a long time ago, because they both own properties next door to each other in Miami.
Oh, that's convenient. Jody, you told us earlier about for weekend plans.
Uh-huh.
You're going to a St. Patty's Day party tomorrow.
She is going to party it up with one of her good friends.
And Murphy is going to be going to a hazardous waste disposal day.
I'm
going to
be partying it up with my friends.
And one of the things we brought up about what Murphy's got to get rid of from his dad's house is the mercury.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and I don't mean the Lincoln. I mean the silver stuff, the actual mercury.
Well, and look, that can't be taken on a hazmat day.
Right.
So hazmat. Well,
that's kind of where I'm going here. So what is the plan for getting rid of the mercury? How do you dispose of mercury?
You have to do it very carefully, Sam.
And this isn't a pour it down the drain situation.
No, we're not going to do that. No, we haven't found anybody willing to accept it yet. Every time
we've called,
it's like, look, we have, this... We have this bottle of mercury.
How much do you have?
I mean, I don't know.
A couple of vials?
And I don't think, it's not like my dad was scavenging this stuff. What I think was happening is if a thermometer would break, he would pour it.
Save it.
He would pour it in there so that it wasn't going to be contaminated.
So how many broken thermometers did you have around your house?
I have no idea, honestly. Yeah. It's got to be enough to fill a bottle,
What? I don't understand that. I don't think that's how he got the mercury. I don't know how or why he had had a lot.
I want to hear Jody's theory.
Yeah, me too.
Well, he worked at a plant, didn't he?
Well, it wasn't a mercury plant.
Does it matter? Aren't there chemicals all over the place? He was a very curious person.
It was petroleum, yes. I mean,
So Dane was a super curious mind, mm-hmm. and he also kept everything. So that's why going through his things has been... like going on a scavenger hunt.
This is a prime example of how we're lucky to, I suppose, have survived some things as kids. Because I can remember, in the 70s, that, if a thermometer broke or whatever, it was cool to watch the mercury.
Yeah, mercury's cool on a table.
They don't put mercury in thermometers at all anymore. Not even sure they actually make thermometers
anymore. I don't think they make them like that anymore.
But
at all.
But anyway, it was. I'm not saying we played with mercury as kids.
But.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying it was fascinating, but you didn't realize how toxic it really was.
So you still haven't answered. What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to have to look it up. I don't know how to safely dispose of it. Something other than hazmat day or the sink.